So I'm joined with Shane Jones. So firstly, Shane, how did you end up signing for Hereford United?
Well, I was playing under-15s football, and one of the scouts spotted me, and I ended up signing in a couple of months later there.
So it was around about February 1990 you broke into the first team squad, and then you made it to the final at the Arms Park 3 months later. What are your memories of the 13th of May and the Welsh Cup final?
Well, that's all I can remember is turning up on Saturday, watching the FA Cup final, actually, in a hotel room, and we went for the walk after, and the manager, Ian Bowyer at the time, called me back and said, you play it tomorrow. You were selected in his team tomorrow. And I didn't sleep much that night then.
So do you still have your Welsh Cup winner's medal?
Yeah, I still got that, yeah. I still got the Welsh Cup shirt as well, in the house.
So were you disappointed that Ian Bowyer departed a few weeks after winning the Welsh Cup?
Yes, definitely. On my behalf, I was definitely disappointed.
So how did you get on with the following managers, Colin Addison and John Sillett?
Colin Addison I got on fine with, and I didn't have a problem with Colin Addison, no problem at all. We got on. The other manager then, the year after with John Sillett, then that's when it was a bit of a downfall.
So you left Hereford in 1992. Where did you go after that?
I signed for Newbury FC then.
And were there any other clubs after that?
Yeah, I went to Cinderford after that then. Cinderford Town.
And I'm asking this to all the players. What in 2015 is Shane Jones doing now?
Well, now I'm just coaching a local side, senior side, and I'm coaching the under-9 football team as well now.